My name is Chris Oswalt, and I work for the University of Florida IFAS Citrus Extension Agent for Polk and Hillsborough Counties.
You discussed cold protection for citrus, and you discussed some passive practices as well as active practices.
Passive practices are those things that growers would intentionally do before typically planting the grove, and they would involve things like site selection. Typically, we know that higher elevations tend to be a little bit warmer in certain freezes compared to those lower cold pocket locations, so site selection will be important, and as much as also south and southeast sides of lakes are typically warmer. Managing your row middle so you don't have a lot of weeds growing there that will interfere with the solar radiation getting to the ground, to the soil, which can be stored during the day and then released at night. You want to really avoid any kind of nutritional stress, and we try to do that with our HLB infected trees now, try to minimize nutritional stress as well as irrigation and water stress on those trees so they're in the best possible condition to weather the winter, you know, cold temperatures. Other things that you can look at passively are rootstock and scion selections. Choose those if you're in a cold area that have more cold tolerance than some of the other more susceptible varieties.
Okay, and then moving on to the active practices that they'll want to implement when the freeze is about to hit.
Yeah, those active practices, we're fairly limited on those now. Typically, one of those that's used in a calm freeze or radiational freeze would be wind machines. Typically, they're put in lower elevation areas that are cold pockets, and typically those will mix the air up so that it actually becomes warmer in those areas than if you don't have the wind machine, because cold air typically will drain like water into those colder lower areas. One of the big ones that we use now, today, most widely is microsprinkler irrigation for cold protection of not only mature trees but also young trees. That kind of practice would be obviously needed. You need to consider when to start those irrigation systems based on the temperatures and when they're going to get close to freezing, because you don't want your irrigation system or your emitters to get frozen before you have a chance to start the irrigation system. And you need to also ensure that you run those long enough that you're out of that critical temperature for whatever citrus variety you're growing.
You also mentioned several different types of tree wraps that can contribute to freeze protection and soil banks.
Yeah, with tree wraps, that's one of the older technologies that we used on young trees, especially after the 80s when we lost a lot of trees. When we replanted trees, we were looking for ways, not only with irrigation, but also with tree wraps to try to protect those trees during freezes. Typically, what we found is those with higher insulating values delayed the heat loss from around the trunk and gave you a level of protection from freezing damage by delaying when that critical temperature would occur. Soil banks were one of the original tree trunk wrap kinds of things that were used, but today with the costs associated with that and microsprinkler irrigation systems, they just really have not really fallen out of favor in as much as the costs associated with and other problems with them. But typically some of the trunk wraps, they can be used effectively, I think. Some of the better insulating value wraps can be used for young tree protection.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.